What kinds of things do you like about the defense so far?
Run to the ball. We got a couple things we need to work out. A couple keys here and there, but we'll be all right.
Coach was obviously happy with the way you played the other day, like you personally. But there's also the illegal use of hands. Did you go over that at all? I know that's a new emphasis
this year. Nope, not at all. I looked at the tape. I think it was a bad call.
Mm-hmm.
His hands was in my face first, so eventually, you know what I mean? It was a running play, and I put my hands on the shoulder pad, and some way he was still coming forward. My hand went up, and then I quickly took it off of him. He called the illegal face to the hand, whatever it's called, but that's something, I got to take care of or whatever. So, I got to do a better job in practice of using my hands and keeping them low. That's how I do.
Do you think the defensive players that are disadvantaged there?
I think on both sides of the ball, honestly. It's disadvantage or whatever, because at the end of the day, when you're playing football, you're not really trying to hit somebody in their face or whatever. So, it's a rule they put in, and we got to respect it. So, play the game between it. So,
how'd you feel on Saturday?
I feel good. Still got to get better. I got a lot of improvement to do. Otherwise, I feel good. Running to the ball, wasn't tired, especially on that long screen where they broke for how many yards they broke for. I had to chase him. I wasn't going to catch him, but I feel good, though. And I wasn't tired. That was a long run for me, so I wasn't tired at all.
Jason, have you found that it's been a process of, just building up the snaps? Because, people expect you to be Superman from day one. And
you can't.
You gotta
especially with preseason, coach is going to take us out probably after 20, 25 plays or whatever. You don't want your best guys getting hurt. We just trying to evaluate guys on our team or whatever. And it's hard to do it in 20 snaps. You're not really getting the feel for it in 20 snaps. You need to play a whole first quarter. That way, you know what you're gonna do for the rest of the game. So.
Perry said last week that he sees it in your eyes that you're having fun. Is the fun back in football for you?
Yeah, fun always been in football for me. It never left. Being injured, nobody wants to be injured or whatever. But it comes with the game. You never know when you're gonna be injured and. Got to fight through it. If you go out there and play, you can, but if you can't, you can't.
There were times, though, in the last couple of years where you said you weren't having fun. Was that just you were getting down because you were hurt?
Yeah. I felt the pain. That was basically it.
Do you think, getting rid of the pain, getting that enjoyment back on the field, mm-hmm. that pretty much automatically can push you back to the guy that you were?
Yeah. I'm back now, so one thing that can stop me from me is me. From being a better player. So I'm out there with my teammates and running. So I'm happy, so I'm good.
Do you think Matthias is having as much fun as, more fun than he has in the past?
I don't know. I'm not Matthias. I couldn't tell you. Every guy has his days, so who knows what he's thinking in his head.
Given the limited amount of snaps you've had in the preseason games, are you able to gauge better where you are from practice or from the games? Because, again, you haven't played much.
I think is different from practice. The game situations are different because, you don't know how long. Right here, we have how many reps we want to do, and it's all timed and stuff, and I mean count by count. But in the game, is like in the situation like that screen broke out. You got to run. We don't get that in practice. We turn the run to the ball every time. As a defensive line, we turn the run to the ball every time. But you don't know what's going to happen in the game situation. You just got to be ready for it. But I feel like, as the preseason, as it go along or whatever, but we're going to be okay, especially me. I'm going to be okay. So.
Is it hard to determine where the pass rush is as a whole when you guys don't get to play very much?
Yeah, it is because, like I say, this is practice. Practice only gets you better, but when you're in a real-life game situation, we go against the twos every day, maybe the threes or whatever. But when you're in a real-life game situation with the first offense and the first defense, you don't never know what you're going to get. And those guys are different from us. So.
And whenever we ask you about, are you the old JPP, can you get back to where you were?
You say what?
Whenever we ask you about, are you feeling like the old JPP again, mm-hmm. we're basically all talking about 2011, 16
right.
and a half sacks. Is that the bar in your mind where you want to get back to as
I'm
well?
Trying to be better than that. I'm trying to be better than that. 2011, 2012 year. Each year is a year for you to get better, so that's what I'm trying to do.
How much better, I mean, at that time, we all thought that was the beginning for you. Mm-hmm. How much better can you be than that?
A lot. You know what I mean? Like I say, every day, you know, it's a learning process, still learning the game even more and more. So, you know, you never can stop learning, so.
A lot better would be record-breaking better.
Hmm?
A lot better would be record-breaking better.
Yeah, maybe. You know, or get another Super Bowl.
When you look at the film, game one, it seemed like you were talking about, I want to be 110%. Mm-hmm. And in game one, it looked like you were just shaking off the rust. And last game, it looked like you were the rust was off. I mean, can you see the difference?
It's all preseason. You know, like, don't get me wrong, you have something to play for, but you really don't, you know? Guys, I'm not trying to get hurt, but like I say, when you're in that football field, you don't think about that. You just play the game or whatever. But it's all preseason. You know, I know guys say, you know, it matters or whatever, but really, it really don't, you know? I know for a fact, you know, when it's time to buckle down and get ready to play Detroit, on that Monday night, we're going to be ready to go. The whole defense, the whole offense, which we believe in or whatever. But I know for a fact defense is going to be ready to go in and we're going to play to our best capability.
You said you
want to
be better than that 2011 JPP. Mm-hmm. Do you have a number in your mind as far as I want to hit?
Unlimited. Nope. So.
Did you think when you busted in on Gronkowski, the backup quarterback on Saturday night, that one play, that you had him? Were you surprised?
Oh, I had him. You know, like I say, you know, I hear we can't touch the quarterback or whatever, but you know, I saw opening and I took it and, you know, I took a false step so I could have been there more quicker. You know, those are the type of details I'm talking about, like when you're on the field, like you can't do. You know what I'm saying? It was only in game situations you could do that. And I mean, that was a game situation or whatever, and I hit him. It was a great hit or whatever, but, you know, I need to get there faster, so.
Anything else?
Which do you like better, that play or the play when they threw it to the outside and you and Prince kind of converged on the guy? I mean, it seemed like you
that just turned the run into the ball. That's what I was supposed to do. That's nothing special or whatever, so.
But that's something you weren't able to do in the last.
Yeah, because I was hurt. You know what I mean? But that's something, you know, not just me, but every defensive lineman should be able to do, you know, turning and run to the ball, you know, because you never know. That might be a play. You know, I'm turning around to the ball. He thinks, you know, he's passing me, not coming to make a fumble, and it changes the game situation.